Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Grant. He's Danny. This is The Fan. We are on Twitter. If you are as well, you should hang out with us.
At Funny Danny for me and at Grant H. Paulson. That's for Grant H. Paulson.
11 a.m. We are talking Redskins football. They are closing in on preseason game number 2 on Saturday night against the Green Bay Packers.
People are not paying enough attention. I'm very focused on this, and I feel like nobody else is.
I'm getting ramped up for game 2.
You a little ramping?
You know what I think it was is that game 1 was so bad. And I don't mean how they played, but it was a reminder
was
that
putrid.
Preseason football is just meh.
Yeah.
And so people are not quite as giddy as we'd like them to be. Let's go to the hotline. Welcome onto the show, Luke Thomas. I listened to him on Sirius XM. He has, for a long time, been one of the most knowledgeable voices on mixed martial arts, not just the UFC, but combat sports in the game, and you've heard him for years here on 106.7 The Fan. Luke, good to chat with you again. How big of a deal and how beneficial to Conor McGregor is it that Mayweather-McGregor's bout on the 26th is going to be fought with 8-ounce, not 12-ounce gloves like we normally and originally thought?
It's hard to say at this juncture. If you're asking who gets the biggest benefit, probably it is Conor McGregor. There might be a benefit to Floyd as well. Understand Floyd's fought 49 times. 48 of those times has been in 8-ounce gloves. This is not some aberrant moment for him, although the bigger deal here is not about necessarily this bout, and I certainly don't want to get into minutiae. The bigger deal here is how the Nevada State Athletic Commission decided upon allowing, for the first time ever, to, once they put these regulations in place, where if you're 154 pounds, it has to be 10 ounces or more on the gloves, and if you're 147, the next weight class down, why that has to be 8 ounces. This is the first time they've allowed that rule to be changed. To me, that's the bigger story. In the end, if you talk to experts, some will say those 2 ounces make a substantial difference. For Floyd, it could be great for him to get extra body work on Conor, who's not a good inside fighter. Some might tell you Conor's a bigger power puncher. This favors him as an outside fighter. That is in dispute. But what is not in dispute is the way in which this was undertaken by the commission is just a complete joke.
All right, let's peel this onion back even further, though, for the neophytes like me and Danny, who are not as versed on this.
I'm a rube.
What do the ounces actually mean? I understand how heavy the gloves are, but what does it mean, an 8-ounce fight versus 4-ounce gloves in UFC versus 10 or 12? Like, what changes?
Man, it's really complicated because even at 8 ounces, the gloves can be very different, right? So at 8 ounces, you can get some gloves that are heavy on the front end and light at the wrist. You can get some that are the exact opposite. I mean, gloves can go up basically in 2 ounce intervals. Well, yeah, 2 ounce intervals, really. 8, 10, 12, 14, 16. 16 is what you would spar in. You know, you might work the bag in a variety of different capacities on the size, but it just means two things, I think. One, it does favor typically the more power puncher because, one, the glove weighs less on your hand. I mean, just to do an exercise for once, if you have time, try to keep your hands close to your chin. You'll see if you've not done that, it is very fatiguing. You add 16 ounces on top of that to each hand, it fatigues very, very quickly, right? So it is less of a concern to keep your hands up by your face if the weight on your wrist is less and you're making more impact because there's less padding on the knuckle, depending on which type of glove that they choose. Now, they're both choosing the same kind of padding, right? You can get some that use horsehair. You can get some that use foam padding. They're using foam padding here. So, again, you're going to get a variety of different opinions. It's like it's hard to explain what the difference might be. A Mac and a PC, equally the same kind of makeup internally, but you'll get different outputs or different availabilities of use depending on what you're trying to do. So it's a little complicated in that sense. It's mostly – understand what it's mostly about. It's mostly about a theater. That's really what it's about.
And that's what I wanted to get to. At L Thomas News on Twitter, Luke Thomas joins us. I like information. He provides it about something that I frankly don't know much about, and I turn to Luke pretty much anytime I need guidance, and it seems like you're always responding to people that have similar questions to me. So it's a great follow. Luke, the theater part of this, get into that. Just give me kind of your general assessment about this lead up, this the four city hype train, some of the comments that bothered people, which I'm sort of kind of shocked about. Photos of these guys on the same private plane together, sort of the hostilities made up, the entire McGregor camp, whatever. Give me your assessment of the big picture.
Well, the on the same plane together is total fake news. There is not an
ounce of
truth to that. Understand, Connor has a jet and Floyd has three. Floyd has three private jets that he charters his entire team on. Maybe that's why he's taking a fight with Conor McGregor, because if you have three private jets, probably relatively expensive, I'm imagining.
That's a terrible use of money.
Let's just sort of keep it about this issue here. This issue is incredibly stupid, right? Because, again, some experts might tell you it makes a big deal. Other ones can tell you it doesn't really make a big deal for a variety of different reasons, because the 8-ounce gloves, it's a complicated issue. But it started with, these guys agreed per Nevada Commission rules, which have been in place for over a decade. You're going to fight at 154. That means 10-ounce gloves by rule. They agreed to it. Fine. Floyd, you have to remember, you've got to always view him in this light, is a con man. And when I say con man, I don't mean that he's selling you something he doesn't have. He's selling something that's not there. So he gets on social media and says, Connor, let's do it in 8-ounce gloves. Connor, who typically fights in 4-ounce gloves in MMA, is all too happy to oblige him. But understand, he said the same thing before the second Maidana fight. Well, I got to get a knockout. I got to go for the knockout. Let's do it in 8-ounce gloves. Let's settle this one like men. And they agreed to. It made no difference in the end, because what Floyd is trying to do is trick the public into buying more pay-per-views by giving the illusion that I'm fighting a bigger guy who's stronger. Well, he is bigger and stronger and younger. And I'm going to let him have all the advantages, quote unquote, on paper, so that in the end, people will think that some major event is about to happen. And I'm not saying it's not possible, but what I am saying is you've always got to view things, what Floyd does, as a used car salesman.
All right, we don't have a lot of time left with Luke Thomas. I got two things left I want to cover, if that's cool.
Go ahead and shoot. Yeah.
The first thing I think is easier and it's quicker. Give me a percentage chance that McGregor wins and kind of just a synopsis on how this fight's going to go, if you would.
I would put it somewhere around 10% or less. And what I think will happen is what happens in all Floyd fights. And if I've talked to some MMA fighters who also spar boxers, and this is the general thing that happens. It is true that MMA fighters can be awkward at first. They do have different stances, different managements of range, different shot selection. But the same thing happens with Floyd every time. Floyd is a 6-round fighter, and by that I mean around 7 to 12. When your eyes are watery and you're beginning to get tired, that's when he steps on the gas. So I expect the first 6 rounds to be, frankly, kind of competitive, kind of interesting. Maybe Connor wins a few of them. Maybe Connor wins even the majority of them. But by round 7, even by rounds 5 or 6, I expect him to just absolutely school him.
And then the last thing is, and I wanted to get you on last week because we were tweeting about this, but now we got you on, we might as well finish with this. Paulie Mala, what's his last name?
Malignaggi.
Malignaggi. He was mad that they released these pictures and videos of him getting hit hard and beat up by Conor McGregor, essentially. And Danny and I were making fun of basically the fact that you're getting paid to get hit by him, and now you're like, oh, I'm a good boxer. Leave me alone. I'm still really good. It came off as ridiculous. You told us we were off base, basically. Why am I wrong that guy was essentially deciding, I'm going to join a circus. I'm going to be with a non-boxer. This is a whole dog and pony show, and now he's mad that it's a dog and pony show.
You're not totally wrong. You were just half wrong. You were right, and I actually kind of like the Bryce Harper sort of going yard on someone and then the guy who's throwing it at batting practice being upset. There is something to be said for that. You're going there to give the other guy work, and you're also going there to a situation where you knew it was a hostile environment because Conor McGregor said at the L.A. stop of the tour, I'm going to make him pay for the things he has said. So you knew what you were walking into. That said, just do a little experiment. Find any other major boxer, Lomachenko, Triple G, Canelo, Bud Crawford. You pick it. They don't treat sparring partners that way. They do not put pictures of them. I mean, they might put one of the whole camp. Lomachenko and Canelo don't put anything out of sparring partners because the idea is that you're supposed to take care of them because they're taking care of you. I understand the situation is different, But even the other sparring partners, I kind of felt like Connor was airing them out a little bit, just putting a little too much out there on social media. Not the end of the world, but a little bit of breaking the code.
That's fascinating to me. I mean, I could talk to you about that for hours. It's one of those, kind of like Grant said, I'm getting involved in a spectacle, and I'm shocked when the spectacle trumped everything else. It just seems so strange to me. I stuck my head in this lion's mouth, and he bit it off. Weird.
And I don't know anything about this guy, but I just imagine him going like, I'm still a good boxer, guys. And I don't know if that's like an accurate description of anything about him.
It's a great Maggiano's impression.
Yeah.
Here's the funny part about it, just to wrap this up, because I know you got to go, but he has absolutely sullied his reputation in this whole thing. Not merely for the reasons you've described, but he's done so much media, and he had said so many things about Connor that we don't really know what the truth is with the sparring, but by all indications from folks in the know, it didn't go at all how he said it went. And so you combine the inaccuracy with the amount of media he's doing. I mean, he'll talk to anybody. You guys should get him on, as a matter of fact. Here's the truth. He's actually an extremely good Showtime analyst for boxing, like very, very good. And I don't think that's changed, but the way in which the boxing public views him, I think has.
Wow.
Dude, always great, man. I could talk to you forever. I know you got a show this afternoon. SiriusXM, Luke, we appreciate the time, buddy. Thank you.
Anytime, fellas.
See you, Pop.
Luke Thomas is a star. Make sure you're following him if you care about this fight.
Just knows his stuff.
He's got great intel. Next, let's take your calls at 800-636-1067, 800-636-1067 on the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Listener Lines. They're moving to 8-ounce gloves. This is supposed to be pro-McGregor. You heard what Luke just said. This will help Connor. How much does this change how you feel about the fight at all? And do you think this will be a fight now? Grant and Danny on the Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.